Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 66, The Deliverance of Pondraka, the False Lord Vishnu, and the Killing of the King of Kashi. While Balaram was visiting Vrindavan, King Pondrak, the ruler of Kurusha province, sent a messenger to Krishna at Dwarka. The messenger found Krishna seated in his Sudharma assembly house, and he relayed King Pondraka's message as follows. Pondraka says, "I am the one and only Vasudeva, Lord Vishnu, and out of my mercy I have descended into this world to deliver fallen souls. O Krishna, now give up the symbols of Lord Vishnu and take shelter of me. If you do not, then be prepared to give me battle." Being encouraged by the flattery of childish men who were his supporters, the foolish Pondraka imagined himself to be God. Just as a foolish child playing with other children might imagine himself to be a king. When Ugrasen and the other members of the assembly heard dull-witted Pondrak's message, they laughed for a long time. After enjoying the joking of the assembly, Krishna gave the following message to be delivered to Pondraka. Krishna said, "You foolish rascal, I will never surrender to you. As for my weapons, or my symbols, my four weapons, I will surely use my chakra to kill you and all of your foolish followers. And that time, instead of becoming my shelter, your dead body will become the food for dogs and carnivorous birds like hawks and vultures." The messenger returned to Pondraka, and without wasting any time, Krishna mounted his chariot and departed for the kingdom of Kashi, where Pondraka was staying with his friend, the king of Kashi. Pondraka patiently heard the message, and soon thereafter, Krishna's forces surrounded the city of Kashi. In response, Pondraka came out of the city to fight with two Akshoini divisions of soldiers, and the king of Kashi had three. When Krishna came face to face with Pondraka for the first time, Krishna saw a complete imitation of himself. Pondraka was carrying the conch shell disc lotus and club. He had an imitation Sharanga bow, a mark of Srivats, and a mock Kostuba jewel. Pondraka was dressed in yellow silk, and his chariot was marked with the flag of Garuda. In actuality, Pondraka's appearance was like an actor on the stage. And upon seeing this, Krishna laughed heartily. The opposing armies began to shower all sorts of weapons upon Krishna, but Krishna fiercely counterattacked them with his club, sword, disc, and arrows. Soon the battlefield became strewn with smashed chariots and dismembered bodies of men, horses, elephants, and camels. The battlefield resembled the dancing arena of Lord Shiva at the time of destruction. Krishna's soldiers became enlivened and resumed their fighting with greater enthusiasm. Then Krishna said, "My dear Pondrak, the weapons that your messenger spoke of, I shall now give you, O fool. I shall now make you renounce my fame, which you have falsely assumed." After thus deriding Pondrak, Krishna first of all smashed his chariot with his arrows, then cut off Pondraka's head with a Sudarshan disc. Pondraka was always meditating upon the form of Lord Vishnu, but because he was trying to imitate the Lord, he was offensive. That offense was negated when Krishna killed him, however. And so Pondraka attained Sarupya Mukti, having a form like Vishnu and Vaikuntha. Krishna then severed King Kashi's head with his arrows and threw it in the middle of the city, like a strong wind carrying a lotus flower. Before coming out to fight with Krishna, Kashiraj had bragged that he would bring back his enemy's head, and his queens had later repeated the same boast. When the people of Kashi gathered to see the fallen head, at first they thought it was Krishna's. Then when they saw it was their own king's head, they lamented very grievously, especially his wives, the queens. Krishna returned to Dwarka. Meanwhile, Kashi Raja's son, Sudakshina, performed funeral ceremonies of his father, and he took a sankalpa. Only by killing my father's murderer can I avenge the death of my father. Thus, Sudakshin engaged a learned Brahmin to worship Lord Shiva. Satisfied with the puja, Shiva appeared and offered benediction to Sudakshin. He said, "Give me the means to kill Krishna, the slayer of my father." Shiva advised Sudakshin about different tantric rituals for killing one's enemy. Shiva assured Sudakshin by performing the prescribed sacrifice, his desire to kill Krishna would be fulfilled, as long as that benediction was directed against someone who's inimical to the Brahmanas. Thereafter, the evil spirit Dakshinagni appeared from the sacrificial fire performed by Sudakshin. He was ready to carry out Sudakshin's order. Dakshinagni, which means southern fire, this fiery demon was naked, and his beard and hair were red, like melted copper. His face looked most frightening, because of his fangs and arched eyebrows, and his eyes emitted blazing hot cinders. While licking the corners of his mouth, the demon waved his flaming trident. Instigated by Sudakshin, the demon rushed towards Dwarka on legs as tall as palm trees, shaking the ground and burning all directions. He was surrounded by hundreds of Shiva's ghostly companions. The Dwarka Vasis saw this fiery demon approaching. They panicked, like animals trapped in a forest fire. Krishna was playing dice in the Sudharma assembly hall, and people ran in. "O Lord, save us from this fire which is burning our city." Krishna simply smiled and told them, "Do not fear. I shall protect you." Understanding the demon to be a creation of Shiva, Krishna dispatched his Sudarshan Chakra, effulgent like a million suns. It began to freeze that fiery demon. Being thus defeated, Dakshinagni turned back towards Kashi. If a mantra of Tantra is invoked to kill someone but fails to do so, then it must kill the person who chanted that mantra. Therefore, when that Dakshinagni demon fire returned to Kashi, he burned to death Kashi's son Sudakshina, as well as all the priests whom he had engaged in worshipping Shiva. The Sudarshan Chakra entered Kashi in pursuit of Dakshinagni. Because the king had been against Krishna, Sudarshan devastated the entire city of Kashi by burning it to ashes. Kashi Vishwanath Mahadeva Ki Jai.